Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Lift those hands all over the building. I am. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on. I am everything that God says I am. This is how it goes.
Amen, amen, amen. It is a true blessing to be alive today. Amen. We ought to give God some praise because he didn't have to do it. Amen. Well, hello, hello, hello. It is Sunday, August 9th. I am your host, sanctified and set with a shot of the Holy Ghost. I am Pastor D. Townsend, and welcome to the Fuse Memorial and Jubilee Affair worship experience. Amen. God is in the house. Amen. I'm not going to hold this up. Let us get started. Amen. Brother Tony, you have the floor.
God bless everyone.
There's a storm out on the ocean, and it's moving this way. Souls not anchored in Jesus, you will surely lose your way. There's a storm out on the ocean, and it's moving this way. If your soul's not anchored in Jesus, you will surely lose your way. Oh, there's a storm out on the ocean, and it's moving this way. If your soul's not anchored in Jesus, you will surely lose your way. Lose your way, Lord. Lose your way, Lord. You will surely lose your way. If your soul's not anchored in Jesus, you will surely lose your way. Lose your way, Lord. Lose your way, Lord. You will surely lose your way. If your soul's not anchored in Jesus, you will surely lose your way. Oh, there's a storm out on the ocean, and it's moving this way. If your soul's not anchored in Jesus, you will surely lose your way. Lose your way, Lord. Lose your way, Lord. You will surely lose your way. If your soul's not anchored in Jesus, you will surely lose your way. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Bless you, Brother Tony. Thank you for that wonderful, wonderful opening hymn. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. We shall now have our affirmation of faith by Reverend Patricia Johnson, followed by our invocation by Minister Kyle Garrett.
Let us unite in the historical confession of the Christian faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead and buried. The third day he arose from the dead. He ascended to heaven and sat at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he should come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life forever lasting. Amen.
Let us take a moment, bow our heads, and to pray unto the Most High God. Good morning, Heavenly Father, Yahweh. Good morning, Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, Yeshua. And good morning, Holy Spirit, breath of God, the Ruach. We thank you, holy entities, for blessing us through this entire week, past week that we've gone through, from our uprisings through our downfalls, for seeing us through another month, thus far, we've made it to August. We thank you, dear God, for the blessings that you've bestowed upon us. We thank you for the life that the lives that you touched, the souls that you've saved, the many people that you've reached. We thank you for those who you've given shelter to, who you've given food to. We thank you for doing so much for this, for not only for our community, but communities that are just struggling to make ends meet here in America, even during this time. We know, God, that you see all, and you are a way maker. When it seems like there is no way, when things are going wrong, and when the enemy is oppressed against us, you said that you will make our enemies our footstool. And we believe that today, because through your blood, we found out that anything is possible. And right now, we just want to shout hallelujah, and we want to thank you for that. We don't take that for granted, Lord. So, Lord, I just ask that this service, that in every asset, whether it be the word being preached, whether it the word being sung, whether it the word just being acknowledged and read, that it touches a soul that is listening, and it redeems a soul, and it introduces someone to the best friend in the entire universe that I know, and his name is Jesus. So bless the service, dear God. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray this prayer. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Minister Kyle, for that wonderful prayer. Amen. We should now have our scripture by Minister Lisa Green, followed by our announcements.
My scripture is from the New Testament reading of Hebrews chapter 6, verses 18 through 19. God did this so that by two unchangeable things in which it is impossible for God to lie, we who have fled to take hold of the hope set before us may be greatly encouraged. We have this hope as an anchor for the soul, firm and secure. It enters the inner sanctuary behind the curtain, where our forerunner, Jesus, has entered on our behalf. He has become a high priest forever in the order of Melchizedek. The word of God for his people. Amen.
Amen. Amen. As we continue in our service, we have gotten to the point to... we will go through our announcements. Amen. I would just ask you that you would continue to keep our state and our cities in your prayers. Amen. We know that the COVID is still coming strong. Amen. Every day we seem to have new cases. Amen. But regardless to the cases that we have, we know that we serve a physician that has never lost a case. Amen. And we know that we serve a God that never fails, amen, and he's ready to heal us. We just have to ask, amen. So I ask that we will continue to do what God has asked us, I mean, what our state and our city officials have asked us to do, and that's to keep our social distancing. Let us continue to wash our hands, sanitize, amen, and most of all, continue to wear your mask, amen. If you don't feel like it's helping you, amen, it may be helping somebody else. Amen. So let us continue to keep our minds and our ears and our hearts and every part of us focused on doing just that. Amen. I cannot believe we are already in the second week of August. Amen. God is moving. This time is moving fast. Amen. That means we need to make sure that we have ourselves right and in order. Amen. Because we never know the date or the time of his arrival. But glory be to God, we know that he's coming. Amen. And with that being said, continue again, you know, to pray for one another. It is important that we do so. Amen. Amen. And as we prepare for this altar call, I want to remember the names of Sister Val, who is in need of prayer. I lift up Sister Annette McKinney in prayer. Amen. I lift up Sister Letha. I lift up Miss Mary Bostick, Miss Hazel Moak, Mr. Bobby Cook. I lift these names, Sister Fleeta Horton. I lift them up in prayer. Because we know that, God, we know that you can do all things but fail. Anyone that I have missed, anybody that's going through an issue, anybody that's having a problem, anybody that's going through an illness, right now we are united. Let us bow our heads. Eternal Father, we are standing in need, Father, of a blessing. I ask right now, Father God, that you will touch your people. Bless them, Father God, in a mighty way. There's somebody right now, Father God, that's clinging to life. We need you to come in, Father God, with your mighty hands and to make everything brand new. There's somebody right now, Father God, that's saying that their faith is strong, Father, but their bodies are hurting and their minds are going through a whole lot of friction. But, Father God, we need you to come in and to show up and to show out. There's somebody right now laying in a hospital bed, Father, with nobody to care for them, wondering where their next meal is going to come from. Father God, I ask that you would give somebody a spirit of compassion. There's somebody right now, Father God, that's in a jail cell, and they feel that all hope is gone. Like the young minister said, Father, let your wind come in. Let your fresh air come in, Father, and refresh and renew your people. In a time, Father God, where your people are calling out to you, Father, we need you, Father, to bless right now. We need you right now to heal. We need you right now to anoint. We need you right now to set apart. We need you right now to uplift. Show us, Father God, why we serve you. Be that light, Father God, in the midst of the darkness. Touch your people, Father. They're crying out to you. We stretch our hands to you, Father. For no other help do we know. Nothing or nobody can touch your goodness, your grace, and your mercy. We thank you. Lord, we lift you on high. Touch us right now, Father. Please grant us peace within our gates. We love you, Father. We thank you. We bless your name right now. In the mighty, 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 matchless name of Jesus the Christ. Let all the saints of God agree with me and touch and say amen,
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 amen. We should not have a song. Minister Tremaine Townsend.
Amen.
This is my story. This is my song. Praising my Savior. This is my story. This is my song. Praising my Savior all the day long. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchase of God, born of His Spirit, washing His blood. Oh, this is my story. This is my song. Praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story. This is my song. Praising my Savior all the day long. Oh, this is my story. This is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story. This is my song, praising my Savior all the day long.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I present to you the minister, Roslyn Thomas.
Thank you for the opportunity to speak God's word this morning. Good morning, saints. It is with great pleasure, privilege, and an honor that God has allowed me to speak to you this morning. Thanking my pastor, Dante Townsend, Hakeem, and this radio station, giving honor to God who is ahead of my life. I am Minister Roslyn Thomas, and I will be bringing the word of God this morning for the people of God. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable, O Lord, my God. Remove self and let your spirit penetrate within me. Use me this morning, Father, to feed your sheep so that someone may come crying, what must I do to be saved? The scripture is Hebrews chapter 6, verse 18 through 19. The King James Version, that by two immutable things, in which it was impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong consolation, who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us, which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which entereth into that within the veil. Concentration is on verse 19. Which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which entereth into that within the veil. When you have a chance, please read the full chapter. My subject this morning is your soul anchored in Jesus? To realize the worth of the anchor, we need to feel the storm. When you think of an anchor, you usually picture the heavy object that's tied to a ship that keeps it secure to the bottom of the sea. An anchor is something that provides a firm foundation and security in Scripture. The term anchor is used to represent God and faith, that which keeps us steadfast and give us hope during the trials and storms of life. Hebrews 6:19 tells us that it is our hope that is the anchor for our souls. Here are a few scriptures about anchors and our steadfast Lord that you can hold on to in the time of uncertainty and all hope is gone. Isaiah 26:3, Jeremiah 29:11, Proverbs 23:18, Psalms 25:5, and 1 Peter 5:6-10. This message focuses on our need to be anchored through the hope that God will fulfill every promise that he has given to us. I was talking with someone who had undergone surgery during a stressful time in their life. During the talk, we discussed what God has done for them. Even though they had to go through the surgery with tears in their eyes, they said that they had to go deeper and find inner strength, that they needed to make it through what they were already dealing with and the surgery. This morning, saints, I want to encourage each of you to ensure your ankle while you continue reaching through to find your inner strength and hope. You see, some of you are facing some dark days ahead, and the storms are raging all around you. I want to encourage you and remind you that your soul is anchored, and because your soul is anchored, you too can reach beyond and have a personal interaction with God. When Jesus died, the veil separated God from man was torn in two. No longer was God separated from man because of man's sin. Jesus paid the price and opened the door for man to have immediate access to God at all times. No longer did man have to wait a year for one man to get into the presence of God on their behalf. Through Jesus Christ, all were given the opportunity to enter into God's presence for themselves. Think of this like this. If you came to church on Sunday and you had to stand in the yard because only the ministers could actually enter into the building, you would stand outside in the rain, the snow, the heat, and the cold, because that was your place. When it came to the time for public worship, you would wonder what the priest was doing inside on your behalf, but you would not know. Some of you would not come to worship if you had to stay on the outside, especially if the weather was bad. Hence, the term fair weather Christian. But this was the role for many who practiced Jesus prior to Jesus' crucifixion. They could not enter and had no idea what it was like to be in God's presence. Now imagine that this opportunity was suddenly given to you. You could enter into the forbidden place and worship and interact with the God that you had heard about but never experienced. You would enter in amazement, not knowing what you would be experiencing. This is what we have been given and what we take for granted. In Jesus Christ, we are allowed beyond the veil into the Holy of Holies, because the one who is most holy dwells within us through his Son. His dwelling within us now anchors our souls through all the storms. It's important that we understand that it is not our spirit that needs anchoring, but our soul. That part of us that tends to shift depending on what happens around us. There's a song entitled, "My Soul is Anchored in the Lord." And I want to share a few of the words with you. It says, "Though the storms keep on raging in my life, and sometimes it's hard to tell the day from night, still, that hope that lies within is reassured. As I keep my eyes upon that distant shore, I know he'll lead me safely to that blessed place he has prepared. But if the storms don't cease, and if the winds, they keep on blowing, in my life, my soul has been anchored in the Lord." I realize that sometimes in this life, we're going to be tossed by the waves and the currents that seem so fierce. But in the word of God, I got an anchor, and it keeps me steadfast and unmovable despite the tide. But if the storms don't cease, and if the winds, they keep on blowing, in my life, my soul has been anchored in the Lord. The billows may roll, the breakers may dash, but I shall stray because he holds me fast. Oh, don't dismay, but rise in the sky. I know it's all right because Jesus is not. My soul is anchored. This song stressed what our souls are faced with in this life. We have many opportunities to be stressed, full of doubt and worry in our souls. But if we rely on Jesus Christ, our souls can be anchored, thus stabilizing us in the midst of everything that's come towards us. In the natural, an anchor is a heavy object that is used to keep a ship or a boat from drifting when the waves are heavy. Without the anchor, the boat will drift with every major wave and tide. The anchor is used to stabilize and keep the ship fixed. In order for the anchor to work, it must be dropped before you reach the point where you want to be, because an anchor requires movement in order for it to attach itself. It's the same spiritually. Spiritually, our anchors are used to stabilize us, to keep us fixed. You see, the way an anchor works is that you drop it, and then you drift until it grabs hold and stabilizes you. So you never wait until you're at the place where you want to be held to drop the anchor before you get there, and hope that the anchor will grab hold of the bottom before you drift too far. There's a science to when you drop anchor. Our spiritual anchors need to be dropped and in place long before the storm. Spiritually, we have two problems. First, we do not know when we need to drop our anchor. We delay dropping the anchor while we try to solve the issue. And second, the anchors we have are not the right size for the boat we are on. In the natural, the size of the anchor is matched to the length and weight to the boat. If the anchor is too small, although it might initially grab and hold the boat in place, strong enough storm comes, the anchor will lose its grip and the boat will drift through the storm. Having the right size anchor is more important than knowing when to drop it, because if your anchor is not the right size, it will not hold you anyway. My point is this: the size of your anchor and its ability to hold you in place during a storm is directly proportioned to your relationship with the God you serve. If you are worshiping God from the parking lot and never enter into his presence, your anchor is not going to be large enough to hold you steady. If you come into the sanctuary and that is all you do, like the priests who were not the chief priest that year and were unable to enter into God's presence, then your anchor is not going to be large enough to hold you. If you want an anchor that's large enough to hold you during the worst storms of your life, you must enter into God's presence at some time. You can know and understand who God is and have a full appreciation for what he will do in your life and never enter into his presence. You can be trying to enter into his presence but struggling to give up the old you and never fully yield to his presence. You can have knowledge of God and have experienced his grace from time to time, but the consistency is just not there. And therefore, when the storms come, you are sometimes tossed to and fro, depending on the strength of the winds. You have an anchor, but its ability to hold you is dependent on the strength of the storm walking through. But it does not have to be this way. Paul told us that God cannot lie, and therefore, what he has promised, he will deliver. We cannot know what God has promised or is willing to deliver if we never fully enter into his presence. If you come to church and your mind's somewhere else, you're not entering into his presence. It's like having a conversation with a family member or a friend while you're watching the football game. It does not work, because at any given moment, only one or the other will have your complete attention. God desires and deserves our complete attention. I believe that we disrespect him when we come into his place and we allow and believe that our minds, when we allow our minds to remain outside. I know some of you believe that it's okay to multitask when you're worshiping God, but God does not agree with you until we fully enter into his presence, wholly committed to the experience. We will continue to just go to church and go home. Yes, we will have some emotional times and even enjoy the word, but it will equate to just another emotional time and activity that we completed on our list that week. So how big is your spiritual anchor? Will it be able to keep you in place during the worst storm? There's four strong anchors you must hold on to: the strong anchor of the presence of God, the strong anchor of the promise of God, the strong anchor of the providence of God, the strong anchor of the performance of God. As I repeat these words again in this song, my soul is anchored in the Lord. Douglas Miller encouraged to hear to say, anchored in the Lord. Even when the storms of life seem to keep on raging, he declares, but if the storms don't cease and the wind keeps on blowing, in my life, my soul has been anchored in the Lord. The Bible has much to say about the subject of trouble in this world, like what we are dealing with now, the COVID-19 virus, and what to do when it moves into our lives like waves and currents that seem so fierce. Jesus said in the book of John, these things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of the good cheer. I have overcome the world. Job said, man that is born of a woman is a few days and full of trouble. It does not matter if you are a faithful Christian or not. Trouble is inevitable. It is not a matter of if, but when. I am convinced that none of us are exempt from the storms of life. Job understood and believed the doctrine of original sin, and that our time in this world is in the hands of God. We live in a world that suffers because of sin. However, God is still in control, and his purpose is stated in Romans. And we know that all things work together for the good of them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. The remedy for the cause of sin is that we all be born of the Spirit. As Matthew Henry said, no spirituality could things dwell in us or can proceed from us. We all must humble ourselves to the mercy of God and recognize a need to be anchored in the Lord. Remember when Jesus said that he has overcome the world? This is the hope that we have in the midst of our trials and difficulties. We live in a dangerous and unpredictable world, yet we can still have joy because our souls are anchored in the Lord. Trouble will not last always. Yes, Jesus is our hope and our anchor. Who will keep us in the midst of the storm? He is the one who is able to keep us steadfast and unmovable in the spite of the tides of life. Hebrews 6:19 declares, hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast. Some of you are experiencing some storms right now, while others of you are preparing for possible storms that may be coming. If you are in a storm, facing a storm, or coming out of one, keep holding on. Rest in the hope that what God has promised, he will perform. His word will not return to him void, and will fulfill what it's supposed to do in your life and in mine. We serve a mighty God who will not ever let go of us. Always remember that you are not walking alone, and your strength is not your own. What we learn in God's word will anchor and stabilize us. As we begin to enter in God's presence, we will not stress over or worry about the storms, because they will cease to be internal, but external in the natural. When there is a storm outside, we come in from the storm where it is dry. Spiritually, we do the same. We come into God's presence, and when we are in his presence, the storms will not be in ours. In my conclusion, as I close this morning, have you set your anchors deep in the Lord this morning? If you have, then you can weather life's storms. If you haven't, be prepared to be blown about the winds of adversity. I would encourage you to come before the Lord and say something like this: Lord, I cannot fix my situation. I cannot calm the raging seas of my life. And I cannot still the winds that blow against me. I need help today. By faith, I cast the anchors of your presence, your promise, your providence, and your performance until my storm is ceased. I am resolved to trust you to walk on to my storm and speak peace when it is your will to do so. Until then, I will not fear. I will not fret. and I will not fight. I will trust you to do what is best for me. When you throw in the towel and come to a place of total trust before the Lord, it gets his attention. And you can be sure that he will do something about the situation. A time will come when he will call all believers to that blessed place he has prepared for us. A time will come when you and I will die and all our storms will cease. In the words of Reverend Timothy Wright, trouble don't last always. When trouble comes upon us, and it will, we must be steadfast in the faith and trust God. I pray that if you never accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, that you be encouraged and do it right now. There's not a better time than right now. Knowing Jesus as Lord is a true remedy for peace in the midst of your storm. Call on the one who can save you, heal you, and rescue you. If you are already a believer, may God continue to bless you as you continue to live a life worthy of the calling. My soul has been anchored in the Lord. Remember, has your soul been anchored in the Lord? If not, you should make sure your soul is anchored in Jesus, especially during these trying times that we are going through. Praise the Lord, saints, for his anchored soul. So hold on, hold on, hold on and hold out through the storms of life. Hold on to this anchor and the word of God. Amen, amen, and amen. Hold on, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hold on. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. Amen.
Yes.
Woo. Hold on.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Minister Rosman, for that. Well, thank you for blessing us on this morning. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You're just so anchored in the Lord. Amen. Amen. I was sitting over here. I was trying to keep it in. But thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for reminding us.
Yes. Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Thank you.
Hold on. And as we open up the door of the church, that door being Jesus, is there somebody here? And you found yourself in the midst of a storm, and for some odd reason, your anchor is not keeping you grounded. I offer you the anchor, the life preserver that will keep your ship from crashing from to and fro. That anchor is Jesus. Is there somebody here today that's ready to turn their life over and follow the commandments of God through his most precious son, Jesus Christ? And if that's you, yes, you, pray this prayer with me. Father God, I love you. I ask that you would come into my life. Forgive me of my sins. Lord, I believe that you live, that you died, and that you rose again on that third day. Be the Lord of my life. Help me to navigate through the raging seas. Be my anchor, not only this day, but every day. I accept you as my Lord, my Savior, and my Redeemer. In Jesus' name, Amen. If that was you, and you prayed that prayer earnestly within your heart, truthfully in your heart, and you confess your sins before Jesus, salvation now belongs to you. I mean, if you died this very moment, that you would go on to heaven. Now, that's the good news. That is good news, and that is the good news of the gospel. I urge you to find a Bible-based church. Join that church. Bless them with your presence. Bless them with your spirit. And bless them financially, so that the work can continue to move forward. May God bless you. May God keep you. Amen. We will now have our doxology, followed by Minister Roslyn with the benediction.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
Saints, hold on to God, anchor, and hold on to His word. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make His face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up His countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Hold on, and may God continue to bless you. Amen.
And then on behalf of Reverend Patricia Johnson, Minister Roslyn Thomas, Minister Tremaine Townsend, Minister Lisa Green, Minister Kyle Garrett, Exhorter Annette McKinney, and brother, the good brother, Tony Spencer, amen, who always blesses us, and myself, Pastor D. And on behalf of Fuse Memorial, again, we give God the praise for Brother Hakim and Sister Michelle for allowing us the opportunity to have this broadcast, amen. We bless you all, and we pray that God will continue to keep you.
It is our pleasure.
Amen. Thank you. And to you, my family and my friends, it is my prayer that God will keep you until we all meet again. This is the Jubilee Affair and the Fuse Memorial Worship Experience. We are signing off. Have a blessed day. May God bless you, and may God keep you.
Lift those hands all over the building. I am. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on. I am everything that God says I am. This is how it goes. yours, God. I'm yours. Wherever you are, whatever's going on in your life, this song is for you. Help me sing it.
Come on.